Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Well, good afternoon and good evening, everybody in New York City, because this is going to be aired on Monday night in New York. And I want to say hello. Welcome all the listeners in Tampa Bay. This is Kay with The Next Generation. And the mission of this show is to reach out to the next generation. I've been doing a show in New York for about 15 years, trying my hardest as a teacher, grandmother, to lift up the next generation. Suicide is number two on college campuses. Depression's number one with adults. We have 20 million kids addicted to drugs. We have 7,000 children dropping out of school every day. We have 30 million children in American poverty. And we have one out of every two marriages ending in divorce. I was a high school French teacher and across the nation, and the Lord opened up this door and challenged me to help inspire you. And is it a challenge? It's absolutely a challenge. But hopefully the message will get across in spite of me, okay? Now, we're going to talk today about positive attitude, and we're going to give you some scriptures on that. And how difficult it is to remain positive when there's so much going on. One out of every 10 American adults is on antidepressant medications because there's so much stress out there. Now, if you have a chemical imbalance, you need to call 911. We are only dealing with the spiritual side of man. Man is triune, body, soul, and spirit. And in the Bible, we've got all these wonderful scriptures on how to stay positive. Okay, we've got, here we go, on the victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, but thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you need victory, Jesus Christ is where you're going to get the victory. Okay? And you may get a temporary high with those drugs, but I'm going to tell you what, they will destroy your life. And the drugs that we have, I think we have 12 children every day overdosing on oxycodone and heroin in the state of Florida. And we have 120 soldiers committing suicide every week with post-traumatic stress syndrome. And we are trying to talk today about the victory that the Lord Jesus Christ offers us. In Romans chapter 8, verse 37, it says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ that loves us. So, we are conquerors. How do we get this positive mental attitude? How do we adjust our thinking to this? Well, first of all, you're going to have to know what the promises say. And what is the definition of positive? Positive means consisting or characterized by the presence or possession of features rather than their absence. It's a statement or a decision expressing or implying affirmation, agreement, or permission. It's affirmative, favorable, approving. It's good, constructive, enthusiastic. If we ever need some enthusiasm, we need it now, because there are so many things come to steal our peace and take our positive attitude away. We are going to have to possess and make a decision that we are going to possess the promises of God. We've got all these promises in the scripture, how to walk in victory, but we have to possess those promises. We have to take those promises and we have to make a mental decision that we are going to line our thinking up with the scriptures. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 4, it says, for the Lord your God, he goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. Now, if that's not good news, hello, do you have any enemies out there? Now, fear is an enemy. Negativity is an enemy. Depression is an enemy. We got so many enemies out there, stress. God says, for the Lord your God will go with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. Now, if you don't know that promise is the light. The scriptures are the light that shines in our pathway. And this world, there's a lot of darkness out in this world. There's a lot of negativity. So what happens is, if you don't know what the scriptures say, you're going to have a hard time staying positive, because the negative thoughts and the negative feelings and the negative news is going to overpower your positive attitude. You have to be determined. What's the definition of determination? It's a firmness of purpose. It means to resolve. It's a willpower. It's a single-mindedness, a strength of character, a sense of purpose. It's a fixity of purpose. It's a decision. It's tenacity, steadfastness, staying power, strong-mindedness, backbone, a bulldog spirit. It's stubbornness. You're going to have to be bold. It's a boldness, a bravery, a courage. It's courageousness, hardiness. And you just are going to have to be determined that you are going to make a decision, that you're going to take God's promises and claim those promises and possess those promises and stay positive. It's not going to happen if you're lazy. You're going to have to get the scriptures, and you're going to have to study these scriptures. Another scripture here, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That doesn't mean some things. That means everything you're doing. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Does it feel like it? No, it doesn't feel like it. And we don't go by our feelings. It's not about feelings. We take God's scripture, and when we're feeling like we're sinking out there, if you feel like you're sinking, don't worry about it. We all feel like that. You get the scripture of God and just meditate on that scripture. I can get through this. I can do all things through Christ. He is strengthening me. Now, I think we have somebody special on the line.
Got Brandy on the line.
Oh, thank you. Brandy, you're on the line.
Hey, how are you?
One of my precious best friends is on the line, and we just really love Brandy. Brandy has the most powerful, upbeat spirit, and she just bounces through storms and just, you know, she's always smiling, and she's so strong, and she wants to reach the next generation, too. Brandy, why don't you tell the listeners, today is our first day on Tan Talk in Tampa Bay. So we're on about four new stations in Tampa Bay, and we're live. And we're also going to be on Monday night on this show. So, Brandy, tell everybody what you do, what your mission is, a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am an author and speaker, but first and foremost, I'm a child of God. And a couple of the books that I've written, The Flip Side of Glory, I co-authored, which is what I wanted to talk about with you since you're talking about positivity, a book called Harness the Power. And part of my chapters in there is about harness the power of your passion. And it's always interesting because according to the Greeks of old, when someone died, the people of the village would ask if the person had passion. Did he or she wake up every day with a love for life? Were they enthusiastic? And sometimes we have never discovered our passion. You know, I look at life right now as being able to finally, you know, I've always said I went around the mountain for 40 years and wish it had taken me an 11-day trip. But God had a purpose for me going around to discover, because my passion wasn't discovered right away. You know, I've always been a storyteller. But being able to give back and help other people was something that came, that God took me on this wonderful, wonderful journey. So, you know, today I kind of look at life as a gift, an adventure with, you know, we're going to have many successes and failures, imperfections. We have laughter sometime. We have loss. You know, we're not always happy with the job that we have at work, but what else motivates you and excites you outside if you're not happy with your job? You know, you have to make up your mind and create your own mindset by letting go of the past, which also hinders us from keeping our positivity and move on to our future.
That's a very good point. We have to let go. and all the little aggravations, first we have to come to the resolve that life is not perfect. And as soon as we get over that hurdle, we want everything perfect. We want our children perfect, and we want, and we do not live in a perfect society. I am not perfect. I'm probably the least perfect one out of the whole bunch. But the good news is that God is working on our imperfections, and we have to stay positive even when everything else is negative. Now, Brandy, this is a daily job to stay positive.
It's a daily challenge.
Thank you. Well, tell everybody why it's such a challenge, Brandy.
And, you know, it's interesting, too. You were talking about the situation with our suicide being the second leading death in college students. But another interesting fact is that four out of five, 80% of working Americans are unhappy, unfulfilled. And most of us, we can't believe that, you know, anything is ever going to get better. And a lot of that is being taught by learned behavior. And a lot of it happens, learned behavior from our own parents or the people that we surround us with. So one of the things that you really have to really work on if you're in that situation where you're in such a negative downside is to, you know, support yourself, surround yourself with people that will support you, that will give you the positive influx. And, you know, my dad told me years ago, don't let someone else determine the rest of your life. And we do tend to rely on other people's opinions and behavior patterns, which creates unhappiness in us.
It creates unhappiness, and that's why we need to put our eyes back on the Lord and watch who we're leaning on. And we need to lean on the scriptures, and we need to lean on the Lord, because if you're leaning on anything else, it's shaky. And there's scriptures, right? All in the scriptures, it says that we can live in victory. Romans 8:31, what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Now, we don't feel like God is for us. We don't get up every day with goosebumps and feel like all of heaven is backing us up. As a matter of fact, I feel the total opposite. I get up and my mind is bombarded with so much stuff that I have to do that I feel overwhelmed. I feel overwhelmed. I'm a single, divorced grandmother, and I can't do all this stuff. So what do I do with this? Delete, delete, delete. I have to get rid of the stinking thinking, and I have to get a scripture, and I have to be determined. I am going to be positive today. I'm going to be up today, and I have to get rid of I have to do like a bubble bath in my own negative thoughts, which are knocking at the door 24/7, those negative thoughts, and I have to say, no. Right, Brandy?
Right. And, you know, in talking about that, I've got some key suggestions for people to remember when you are trying to create a new mindset. It doesn't happen overnight, like you said. But, you know, happiness is a choice. We can be pitiful, and you've heard me say this many times, we can be pitiful or we can be powerful, but we can't be both. We have to choose which way are we going to go. And, you know, I love the book that James Allen wrote many years ago called As a Man Thinketh, So He Becomes, because your environment, your body, and the people you surround yourself with, as I said before, determine your attitude and even your success. But when talking about success, it's only through our failures that we succeed. So never, ever, ever get so down and so negative that you are failing at something, because look at it as an eye-opener to move forward and say, hey, okay, so that didn't happen. Let me think about how I can make it better next time. Or maybe this isn't my niche. Maybe I need to think about what my purpose is going to be that can take me to the next level of my life. But like you said, anything is possible
Matthew 19:26,
all things are possible through God, and only through God is anything possible. And asking God to help you and give you that anointing to get through the day, because we lose hope and we get
overwhelmed.
Yep.
And then we get discouraged, and we don't have anybody sitting. Don't think you're going to have some little cheerleader cheering you on. As a matter of fact, most people are pretty negative that I don't really have any cheerleaders in my life. And Brandy and I, we both have the same heart. We both want to reach out. We've got so many things we want to do with the next generation. It just seems like there's so many hurdles that we have to jump over every day. Most people would just throw the towel in and just, you know, give up. And you cannot right. give up.
Think about five things every day. You need to start, if you're in that situation where you're feeling negative and down, and it happens to all of us, as Kay said, then you need to really start writing down and thinking about doing affirmations. You know, I am beautiful. I am soulful. I am regaining my faith in God. I am going to set this goal and I am going to accomplish it. I am going to be grateful. Think about five things that you're grateful for every day, because I don't care if it's just being able to have a pair of shoes to put on your feet. That's something to be grateful for. Having a car to drive, or if you take the bus, you say, thank you, Jesus, I've got money for the bus. You have to look at...
You have to focus. Right. You have to focus on what you have, not what you don't have. We could all sit around looking at what we don't have. We have 30 million children in America in poverty. A lot of them go to bed hungry every night.
Exactly.
Now, look, it can get a lot worse. And our attitudes, the thing that I do is gratitude determines your attitude. Attitude determines your altitude. Altitude determines your aptitude. It's all about latitude. You kids that are listening today, you want to get high? Everybody's out there doing the drugs. We have a drug epidemic because people want to get high. People don't want to be down. And we're not talking about chemical imbalances. You need to call 911 if you have a chemical imbalance. We're talking about people that do street drugs that just want to get high. God wants us high. God said the joy of the Lord is our strength. God wants us happy. Happy is the man that trusts in the Lord. But we are battling a negative world that has a lot of toxic, negative poison, and we are trying to stay in this positive lane. And that's where the battle is, right, Brandy?
Exactly. And maybe some other tips that may help you. You need to put an action plan together. You need to write some things down, your positive aspects, where you might want to go. What kind of education do I need to accomplish that? If you're in a career already and you've got a college degree, maybe your degree wasn't where your niche is. So look at what you need to do there. Maybe you have to stay in that job, but then think about all the other things that may motivate and excite you, that you could turn those things over to a hobby. You know, but the first thing you've got to do is you've got to visualize them. With God on your side, anything is possible. Then write them down and keep them visible for you to see every day. If there's something that you want to accomplish, put it on the refrigerator. Get a magnet and put it up there. Affirm it to your family verbally and your friends and your coworkers. You know, and have a timeline for when your plan of action is going to be completed. And then never be afraid to lift your strengths and your weaknesses. And then the most important thing to help you gain the positivity you need is get a goal partner for accountability and set some really mini goals, not the long-term goals that are almost impossible to reach, but start setting those little mini goals. You know, maybe it's just getting up in the morning and making your bed.
Hello, Brandy, did we lose you?
No.
Okay, I'm just laughing. It's making the bed. You know, everybody, let me just say this. God wants us happy. The Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. God wants us to be fulfilled in life. He doesn't want us walking around like a worm. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, as you renew your mind, that you transform, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. As you renew your mind to positive thoughts with God's word, it's the same word in the Greek as a caterpillar metamorphosizes into a butterfly. God doesn't want us down like a worm on the ground. He wants us like a butterfly. And the more truth you know, the freer you're going to be. Now, if you're sitting there meditating on all your problems, your whole spirit is going to go down. You have to get a scripture and change your thinking around. And if spiritually, if you want to be like a butterfly and you want to be set free, you're going to have to know the truth. And most of the things we're sitting there worrying about are a lie, and they're not going to happen anyway. It's just a false deception that's bringing our thoughts in the wrong direction. And we all have to battle that, because there's a lot of stuff going on in our society, a lot of destructive things going on. And so we have to focus on God's word and take God's word and claim these victories that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us.
Exactly. And I always love Jeremiah 29:11-13, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and I will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
Very good. That's the clincher. We have to put our hearts and do the number one commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Now, we have a lot of distractions in our society, and our minds are on our phones, they're on Facebook, they're on the internet, and our minds are being bombarded. We don't have time to think about God. Who has time to think about God? Because our minds are overwhelmed with the cares of life.
Exactly.
So what do we do with that, Brandy? Because we got so much on our mind, we don't even have time to even think about the Lord hardly.
Well, you're right, and it's almost like the enemy comes in and does it on purpose if we allow it to. So you really need to take time for you every day, even if it's the 10 minutes in the shower, to pray, to ask God to help you get through the day, you know. Who can I go out and help? Understand that wherever you're at in life right now, you're going to have a lot of changes, and you can make the choice of, even when the negative changes happen. I just had a friend who finally decided, after many years, to change jobs, and she was scared to death, absolutely petrified. But right now, she just picked up on a better job closer to home. So sometimes these door closes, and it's a growth pattern for us. And so if we look at it with faith and hope in God and know that this is happening for a bigger and greater purpose, and this is going to help us.
It's scary, though. Any type of change is scary. Sometimes God will ruffle the nest because He has something better for you, and you start getting all these problems because He has a different door He wants you to walk through. And if you were too comfortable, then you wouldn't transfer to this other place.
And Kay, you and I both know all the roller coaster rides you and I have been on.
We've been in it. And if we're going to help the next generation, trust us, we have to be the forerunners, and then we have to go through all the stuff that y'all don't even have to go through, okay?
Laughter is always the best medicine to try to keep you. It isn't always a timing of laughter, but you have to come back and keep a positive mental attitude and have faith and keep the hope running in your life, even when the people that you're surrounding you with right now are saying, no, you'll never amount to
it. And let me tell you something, if they're negative, we need to pray that God sends you at least one positive person that you can have a prayer partner. And we do need to take a minute here and pray, because we were on about four or five stations right now. And if you're out there and you're overwhelmed with the negativity and you say, really, Kay, really, does this really work? It does work, because God's word is true. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It's just like when you go on a diet. You're going to have to change, be disciplined with your mind, just like you have to be disciplined in all the other areas. You can't let your mind just go onto all these negative thoughts and think you're going to be all happy. But let's start with a prayer. Why don't we just invite the Holy Spirit to come in? Just say this prayer if you're listening today. Just say, Lord Jesus, please hear my prayer today. I am so down, and I am so negative, and I have nothing positive in my life. And I want you to come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. I need you. I don't know how to do this. I need the power of the Holy Spirit. Please come in and forgive me and cleanse me. I would like to have this light in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And if you've said that prayer, let me tell you, that's just the beginning. And there's all kind of churches out there that will you can grow. We need to be inspired. It's just like eating food. You can't go too long without eating food. Well, we need some spiritual food. We need spiritual food to keep our spirits strong. Brandy, how can everybody get in touch with you if they want to get your book and hear from you?
My books are on Amazon, Brandy Winans, W-I-N-A-N-S. You can reach me direct at Live Speaker, LiveSpeaker, at AOL.com, or just Google me. You can pull up my two websites, Day for Our Children and Pro Athletes Transition.
Okay, now, and if Brandy's, she's also a speaker, if you need her, you've got her email address. If you need to get in touch with me, my email is blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. And we are available. Brandy and I both want to reach next generation, and we're just reaching our hand out. We just want to shine God's love to you. God loves you. It's very hard to express the love of God in a microphone. It's hard to express how much God really loves you through this radio show, you know, because it's so powerful, but it just seems like we minimize everything. But we're about to hang up here. Brady, is there anything else you want to say before we hang up?
Just remember, with God, you are never alone. Make it an intimate, personal relationship with Him. And know
Amen.
That with God, you are never alone.
You're not alone, and we love you. Thank you, Brandy, for coming
Amen.
On the air. Okay, I think we have about 1 minute left, and we're going to close this out. I picked this song out because I heard this song this morning, and she's trying to say, I just got to be thankful. Maybe this will be the best day of your life. God bless you. I love you.